Today marks the 80th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. NPR's Renee Montagne has this remembrance, a story of her mom, her dad, and that day in 1941.
The story really started 2 years before Pearl Harbor in Sioux City, Iowa. 18-year-old Arthur Montagne, known to his family as Bud, left a note behind in an empty house. To his parents and six younger brothers and sisters, he wrote, "I've joined the Navy. I'll write when I get to California." His family was still struggling out of the Depression. The Navy offered a shot at radio school. Soon his mother received a gleeful letter. "I've been accepted into the radio gang." What's more, having graduated at the top of his class, the young sailor was assigned to the flagship of the battle fleet, the USS California, and he was headed for Hawaii.
"Dear Mom, having quite a time in Honolulu, hula dances on the ship, swimming at Waikiki Beach."
Art also wrote home about more serious matters, and by mid-1941, the young sailor and his best friend, a wild and handsome Texan named Joe Ross, had hatched a plan. Europe was at war. France had fallen. Dunkirk was history. They'd joined the Royal Canadian Air Force and fight alongside the Brits. But by the time they got back on leave to Long Beach, they had missed their moment.
"We went over into the Canadian consulate, and they said, 'Well, we're sorry, but you're a few months too late.'"
By October of 1941, the U.S. had decided it needed every man it had in uniform. This turn of events did leave Joe Ross free to go back to Abilene and propose to his high school sweetheart, and Art to indulge his passion for big band music. One night at the Crystal Ballroom, a pretty girl caught his eye.
"So I took her out on the dance floor and realized right away she didn't know California-style dancing. And I said, 'You must have come from Iowa.' And she said, 'No, as a matter of fact, I grew up in Nebraska.' 'Oh, I understand. So you don't know the Palladium Shuffle or the Balboa Hop and some of our California dances.'"
Her name was Aline.
"It was the first girl I'd ever met that I really was smitten with. It's kind of like love on first sight."
Art convinced her to meet him and Joe the next night. They talked. He mentioned the word marriage, but the two young sailors had to be back to their ship by midnight. 3 weeks later, on December 5th, the USS California pulled into Pearl Harbor. The next day, Art went ashore to Christmas shop. He bought his sister's muumuus, his little brother's games. For the girl he'd fallen for back in Long Beach, he bought an opal ring and mailed it that very day.
"The next morning on December 7th, I woke up, had a cup of coffee, and about 7:50, I heard this tremendously loud clang, 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 followed by the bugle call, which was our signal to go to battle stations."
Radio man second class Arthur Montagne raced to his battle station with the Admiral's staff high up on the flag bridge.
"And I could look out and see the planes, which were just airplanes to me, and I thought it was just a drill. I saw two of them approaching us, and they obviously were two torpedo planes. Then I started watching the rivulets of the torpedoes coming and approaching the ship. And then finally they disappeared from my view, and a fraction of a second later they hit the side of our ship. And the ship shook, and the water blew 50 feet in the air above the sides."
The attack on Pearl Harbor had begun.
"And the Oklahoma had capsized, and all I could see was the bottom of the vessel, totally tipped over. And the men from the Oklahoma, all you could see were the heads bobbing, and pretty soon a lot of small boats were dashing out there to help rescue all these men. Several hundred of them never escaped. About that time, that's when the Arizona blew up. And we couldn't see too much back there because of the black smoke by this time. And from then on, the oil in the harbor started burning."
The torpedoes that had ripped open the USS California had knocked out its electricity, rendering useless the mechanized hoist that sent ammunition to the upper deck. deep inside the ship in a dark passage fast filling with oil-slicked water, smoke, and flames. Chief radio man Thomas Reeves organized his men to send the ammunition up by hand.
Because the only way they were going to get ammunition up to the anti-aircraft guns was like a bucket brigade.
As the Japanese planes disappeared over the horizon, the men on the California were ordered to abandon ship.
The ship had been bombed. The ship was slowly sinking. It was a flame. I got down there in the oily water, and it seemed like it was 6 inches deep in oil, but you had to stick your head under the water if the flames came near you so that you'd swim under the water.
Finally, safe on shore, Art never saw his best friend, radio man Joe Ross, again.
He didn't make it. Among the bodies that were found was Joe Ross's. We were told that they found him next to the body of Chief Reeves.
For the first time, Art couldn't write home about Joe and Chief Reeves, nor could he tell what he had just lived through. The naval censor wouldn't allow it. His next letter, postmarked Pearl Harbor, December 12th, avoided any news that touched on the massive military losses.
Dearest Mom, how's every little thing at home? Fine, I hope. There is something I wish you would do for me. I became engaged to a girl
in Long Beach when I was last there, and I wish that you would write to her. Someday she will be your daughter-in-law. Her name is Aline, and I feel sure that she will wait for me. If she don't, that's just my loss. Well, goodbye for now, and all my love. Bud.
As it turned out, that girl in Long Beach didn't wait. During the years of war, she learned to fly, got her pilot's license. She worked at several war-related jobs and got engaged 2 more times to other suitors heading off to war. By 1945, Art Montaigne was a commissioned officer in the Marine Corps, preparing for the planned invasion of Japan. But in August, the U.S. dropped 2 atomic bombs, and the war was over. Now he could see a future. He'd never forgotten the girl, and when Aline and Art met again, she was still wearing his opal ring. She would wear it for the rest of her life. As for Chief Radio Man Thomas Reeves, he was awarded posthumously the Medal of Honor. Joe Ross, a Purple Heart. And almost 70 years to the day, on December 5th, 2011, my dad, Bud, joined them when we laid him to rest at the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific. Commonly known as the Punch Bowl, it sits high above Pearl Harbor. Along with my mother, Aline, they have all now taken their place in history. Renee Montaigne, NPR News.